The man in the black turtleneck and jeans wasn't merely introducing products. He was orchestrating experiences that transformed ordinary launches into cultural phenomena. Steve Jobs' presentations weren't information dumps. They were theatrical performances that triggered dopamine releases in his audience's brains, creating what Apple employees called a reality distortion field. His approach has influenced countless leaders worldwide, from medical device manufacturers to law firms, helping many prepare for successful IPOs and major announcements. What makes his technique so powerful isn't just his content, but how he crafts and delivers it, methods that are remarkably simple to learn but require dedication to master. His presentations captivate because they tell compelling stories, focus on benefits rather than features, and connect emotionally with audiences through carefully orchestrated moments of revelation. Despite being a digital pioneer, Jobs begins his creative process with pen and paper. He meticulously storyboards presentations before touching any software, unlike most presenters who jump straight into PowerPoint, letting the software dictate their story. Design experts recommend spending most preparation time thinking, sketching, and scripting. Nancy Duarte, creator of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, suggests dedicating only one-third of preparation time to building slides, with the majority spent on research and structure. Standard presentation software immediately encourages bullet points, elements Jobs completely avoids. Great presentation scripts contain essential components developed before any software: a headline, a single big idea in 140 characters, a passion statement, three key messages, metaphors, demonstrations, partners, customer evidence, videos, and props. Powerful business ideas like Southwest Airlines' route system often began as simple sketches on napkins. Writing your script first actually expands your visual possibilities rather than limiting them. When Jobs unveiled the translucent iMac in 1998, he immediately addressed what every audience member wondered: why should I care? He articulated the reasoning, target market, and benefits. After highlighting competitors' weaknesses, Jobs outlined the iMac's key features. It was fast, it screams, had a gorgeous display, and included components for easier networking. This contrasts with jargon-filled presentations that ignore customer benefits. When announcing Apple's switch to Intel processors in 2005, Jobs used plain language. "We are going to begin the transition from PowerPC to Intel processors." His compelling reason was straightforward. "We can envision amazing products we want to build for you, and we don't know how to build them with the future PowerPC roadmap." Remember that presentations aren't about you, they're about your audience. Effective presenters translate features into benefits. As Guy Kawasaki notes, "The essence of evangelism is to passionately show people how you can make history together. You are selling a dream, not a tangible object." Jobs captivates audiences through his messianic sense of purpose, a genuine belief that his work changes the world. This passion showed when he recruited John Sculley from PepsiCo with the challenge, "Do you want to spend your life selling sugared water or change the world?" His charisma stems from authentic enthusiasm for his products and mission, not money. Jobs found success by following his passion for creating tools that unleash human potential. Research confirms visionary leaders are motivated by values beyond financial gain. Jobs said being the richest man in the cemetery didn't matter. What mattered was going to bed knowing we've done something wonderful. Jobs crafts concise, memorable headlines that capture the essence of Apple products in a single line, developed early and consistently repeated across all channels. For the MacBook Air, "The world's thinnest notebook." For the iPhone, "Apple reinvents the phone," used 5 times during his presentation. Apple's greatest product headline was for the original iPod: "iPod, 1,000 songs in your pocket." At just 27 characters, this statement perfectly encapsulated the product's value: concise, specific, with a clear personal benefit. The headline was so effective that many reporters used it verbatim in their coverage. Jobs creates verbal roadmaps that guide his audience through presentations, typically organizing content in groups of three. From the 1984 Macintosh introduction to the 2007 iPhone reveal, this rule of three makes his points memorable. Cognitive science confirms humans can only retain three or four items in short-term memory. Three is the magic number in effective communication. Comedians find three funnier than two. Writers know three is more dramatic than four. Jobs recognizes three is more persuasive than five. When announcing Apple's switch to Intel chips, he framed it as the third major transition in Mac history, highlighting each transition's growing significance. At the 2008 Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, Jobs displayed a three-legged stool representing Apple's business: Mac, Music, iPod, iTunes, and iPhone. He consistently provides verbal roadmaps, outlines three key points, explains each thoroughly, then summarizes. During the 2008 economic crisis, DuPont CEO Chad Holliday had every employee identify three specific actions to conserve cash and reduce costs, deliberately choosing three as the optimal number that remained manageable without overwhelming employees. Jobs understands that memorable presentations need an emotionally charged moment audiences will remember forever. From pulling the MacBook Air from a manila envelope to introducing the iPod as 1,000 songs in your pocket, Jobs carefully scripts show-stopping moments that elicit gasps and applause. He builds anticipation by layering information toward a dramatic peak, creating what scientists call an emotionally charged event that releases dopamine, ensuring message retention. The secret is identifying the single message you want remembered. While details may fade, audiences remember 100% of what they feel. For the MacBook Air, it was "World's Thinnest Notebook." For the iPod, Jobs crafted a headline so perfect, the New York Times used it verbatim. The iPhone introduction at Macworld 2007 exemplifies this approach. Rather than simply announcing the product, Jobs built suspense by describing Apple's revolutionary history, then teasing three revolutionary products before revealing they were one device. Like a master filmmaker, Jobs scripts one defining moment that leaves everyone talking long after the presentation ends. Jobs' seemingly effortless presentations actually result from grueling practice. He reviews products weeks in advance, designs slides himself, and conducts multiple rehearsals, demanding excellence throughout. Former Apple employee Mike Evangelist revealed that Jobs' keynotes represent weeks of precise orchestration, with hundreds of hours spent preparing even brief demo segments. Like other star performers, Jobs employs deliberative practice, not just repetition, but setting specific goals, seeking feedback, and continually improving. There are no naturals in presentation mastery. Research suggests achieving world-class expertise requires approximately 10,000 hours of practice. The misconception about Jobs is that he's a natural presenter, but excellence comes only through diligent work. Even seemingly spontaneous remarks are carefully prepared. Relentless preparation remains the best cure for stage fright. During presentations, focus on what your product means to your audience rather than yourself. Like athletic champions, superstar presenters leave nothing to chance. To captivate any audience, practice until excellence becomes your only option.